Later they would be able to share the corruption of youth, sensitizing Anders Bosport's boosted penis sliding up between her legs, have her surprise and pleading in their ears, feel the ripe body molested by powerful, skilled hands. Maybe Anders wasn't so stupid, Darriet thought. Bringing her here was a good advert. He could ask an easy 10% over the odds for her fleck. The barkeeper shook his head sadly. He was 3 times Darriet's age, and he'd spent his every year in Valisk. He'd seen it all, so he claimed, every human foible.
Pity, nice girl like that. Someone should tell her.
Yeah, anywhere else, and someone might. Darriet looked at her again. Surely a girl with her beauty couldn't be that naive about men. Anders Bosport extended a gracious arm as they rose from the table. Marie smiled and accepted it. He thought she looked glad at the opportunity to stay close. The gazes she drew from the men of the Tabitha Oasis weren't exactly coy. His size and measured presence was a reassurance. She was safe with him. They walked across the vestibule outside the bar, and Anders datavised the Starscraper's mechanical systems control processor for a lift.
"Thank you for taking me there," Marie said.
He saw the excitement in her eyes and a little taste of the illicit.
"I don't always go there. It can get a little rough. Half of the regulars have Confederation warrants hanging over them. If the Navy ever comes visiting Valisk, the population on penal planets would just about double overnight."
The lift arrived. He gestured her through the open doors. Halfway there, and it was going so smoothly. He'd been a perfect gentleman from the moment they met outside the apartment allocation office, always the best place to pick up clean meat, every word clicking flawlessly into place. And she'd been drawn closer and closer, hypnotized by the old Bosport magic. She glanced uncertainly at the floor as the doors closed, as if she'd only just realized how far from her home and family she was, all alone with her only friend in the whole star system. No going back for her now. He felt a tightening in his stomach as the anticipation heightened. This would all go on the fleck. The prelude, the slow-burning conquest. People appreciated the build intention, and he was an artist supreme. The doors opened to the 83rd floor.
"It's a walk down 2 floors, Anders told her apologetically. "The lifts don't work below here, and the maintenance crews won't come down to fix them. Sorry."
The vestibule hadn't been cleaned for a long time, and rubbish was accumulating in the corners. There was graffiti on the walls, a smell of urine in the air. Marie looked round nervously and stayed close to Anders' side. He guided her to the stairwell. The light was dim, a strip of electrofluorescent cells on the wall whose output had faded to an insipid yellow. Dozens of big pale moths whirred incessantly against it. Water leaked down the walls from the cracks in the polyp. A cream-coloured moss grew along the edge of every step.
"It's very kind of you to let me stay with you," Marie ventured.
"Just until you get your own apartment sorted out. There are hundreds of unused ones. It's one of life's greater mysteries, why it always takes so long for the allocation office to assign one." Nobody else was using the stairs. Anders very rarely got to meet any of his neighbors. The bottom of the Starscraper was perfect for him. No quick access. Everyone stayed behind closed doors to conduct their chosen business in life. And no questions were ever asked. The COPS, Magellanic ITG contracted to maintain a kind of order in the rest of Valisk, didn't come down here. They left the stairwall on his floor, and he datavised a code at his apartment door. Nothing happened. He flashed her a strange smile and datavised the code again. This time it opened, juddering once or twice as it slid along its rails. Marie went in first. Anders deliberately kept the lights inside low, and code-locked the door behind him. At least the processor acknowledged that. He put his arm round her shoulder and steered her into the biggest of the 3 bedrooms. That door was code-locked too. Marie walked into the middle of the room, eyes straining to the double bed. There were long velvet straps fixed to each corner. "Take your clothes off," Anders told her. An uncompromising sternness appeared in his voice.
He datavised an order to the overhead light panel, but it remained at its lowest level. Shit! And she was obediently stripping off. Nothing for it. He'd have to stay with the deep shadows and hope everyone found it erotic.